If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
These days, many a moviegoer will patiently sit through a film's entire closing credits in the hope of seeing a mid-credits or post-credits scene that will either set something up for a future film, add a further layer of detail to what you've just watched, or simply serve to blow your mind. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 most shocking post-credit movie reveals. Oh, and while there's obviously going to be spoilers for all of the movies here, we're also going to be spoiling Fast and Furious 9's post-credit scene, so if, understandably, you haven't seen that yet, please come back after or avoid number 5 in its entirety. Number 10, The Avengers Initiative Begins, Iron Man. We've tried to limit the amount of MCU movies on this list, because it's no secret that they've come to popularize the post-credit stinger across modern movies. Still, their first remains one of the most shocking, coming at the end of the original Iron Man. Here, after unveiling to the world that he is indeed the superhero in the tin can, Tony Stark is visited by a soon-to-be familiar face, Nick Fury. He doesn't have many lines, but each one was tantalizing to comic book fans. Not only does he hype up the age of heroes to come, but he floats the idea of an Avengers initiative made up of multiple different characters. If only we knew just how big this universe was actually going to get. Number 9, Sinestro becomes the villain, Green Lantern. Sure, we all know now that Green Lantern is an absolute stinker of a movie, with star Ryan Reynolds even having poked fun at the picture, but more on that later. Still, one of the extremely few bright spots of the film came once the end credits had started rolling, and no, it's not just because it was now finally over, with audiences getting a short scene showing Sinestro fully embracing the dark side. Given how that character has long been one of the greatest villains in DC Comics, and has continuously battled the Green Lantern Corps, it wasn't necessarily so much of a huge shocker to see Sinestro take his steps fully towards villainy in the post-credits scene here, but it was more the shock of seeing a genuinely brilliantly done moment in a film so full of terrible, terrible scenes. Number 8, Tails teases a sequel, Sonic the Hedgehog. The initial character design for its titular speedster may have raised plenty of eyebrows, but Jeff Fowler's Sonic the Hedgehog turned out to be a whole bunch of fun when it finally raced to the silver screen early last year. Seeing the Ben Schwartz-voiced Sonic teaming with Donut King and Pretzel Lady to battle Jim Carrey's maniacal Dr. Robotnik made for a ridiculously engaging, entertaining watch, especially for those who have been enthralled by Sonic since his Sega Mega Drive / Genesis days of the early 90s. The Sonic the Hedgehog movie, of course, also ticked plenty of boxes for franchise fans, with nods and winks to the games of the past 30 years. But likely the biggest moment for those fans would be the shocking arrival of Tails during a post-credit scene. There, audiences got to see another ring portal open on Earth, with Tails stepping out of it on a mission to track down Sonic. With both of his tails there for all to see, Tails then takes flight into the skies of Green Hills, setting up Sonic the Hedgehog 2 for April 2022. Number 7, Will Turner returns after 10 years, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. By the time the credits began to roll on Pirates of the Caribbean's third outing at World's End, Orlando Bloom's Will Turner was left cursed and destined to spend a decade trapped at sea with the Flying Dutchman. If that wasn't bad enough for old Will, this all came at the same time that his love interest Elizabeth was pregnant with the couple's first child. Still, at least Liz got the romantic / morbid keepsake of a chest containing Will's heart. Yeah, romantic. While Johnny Depp's Jack Sparrow ended at World's End by sailing off to hunt down the Fountain of Youth, it was a total downer of an ending for the Turners and fans of that couple. That is, unless you stuck around to watch the picture's end credits. In a surprising move, at World's End's credits dropped in a scene set 10 years in the future, with Elizabeth and her son Sean waiting cliffside as Will surfaces on the horizon and makes his way home for a heartwarming family reunion. While the franchise's next outing would ignore the Turner clan entirely, a tentacle-faced Will and his son Henry would be front and center for the fifth entry in the series, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Number 6, Andy finally gets his revenge, Curse of Chucky. Initially pegged as a reboot of the Child's Play series, 2013's Curse of Chucky ended up being a sequel that served as a soft reboot for the property. With poor Nika Pierce having been terrorized by Chucky, Curse ends with the infamous doll being suffocated in a plastic bag. From there, cue credits. For horror fans, this one could well be the most rewarding post-credits scene on this list. Not only was it somewhat of a shock to actually get a post-credits sequence, it was a brilliant slice of welcome fan service to bring back the series' original protagonist, Andy, and then have him seemingly kill off Chucky for good. Making this even sweeter, it was framed as if Chucky had got the jump on Andy here. Instead, the initial victim of so much of this good guy's sinister behavior was well and truly prepared for this seemingly final battle. While it's implied in this post-credits moment that Andy has finally put Chucky to rest, 2017's Cult of Chucky would explain how Andy had spent the past 4 years brutally torturing his one-time friend till the end. Number 5, Han confronts Shaw, Fast and Furious 9. While the rest of the movies featured here are at least a year old, Fast and Furious 9 hasn't even been in cinemas for a week as of this writing. However, one of the biggest talking points of F9 is that the shocking death of Han in Tokyo Drift / Fast and Furious 7 was all a ruse, with Han faking his death with the help of Mr. Nobody. Given how this character was supposedly killed by Jason Statham's Deckard Shaw, many fans were quick to ponder what plans Han will have for the man who supposedly killed him in an act of revenge. But they were quickly put on the back burner because, hey, Jason Statham actually isn't in F9, so I guess that's a topic for another day. Only it isn't, for the post-credits scene of Fast and Furious 9 shows Statham Shaw smashing up some poor fool while chatting about a flash drive. After a knock on the door, there's the mouth-watering prospect of Han just stood there with his best pissed-off face on, as the credits then kick back in. Number 4, Deadpool's fourth wall-breaking epics, Deadpool 1 and 2. These are two very different credit scenes, but they're both distinctly Deadpool. The first sees Ryan Reynolds' regenerating degenerate pulling inspiration from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, telling the audience to please just go home, there's nothing to see here. Attempting to then subvert the huge sequel teasers in similar movies, Wade just casually drops the fact that Cable would be along for the ride the next time out. Deadpool 2, however, goes absolutely insane with its credit stinger. This comes in the form of a montage of the Merc with a Mouth traveling through time to avert certain wrong, like killing the X-Men Origins Wolverine's take on Deadpool, shooting Ryan Reynolds as he reads the Green Lantern script, and even toying with the idea of killing an infant Adolf Hitler. It was positively bonkers, and maybe even better than the film itself. Number 3, The Entire World is Infected, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. 2011's Rise of the Planet of the Apes set the ball in motion for what would soon be a battle for the survival of mankind as apes start to rule the world. Dovetailing together quite nicely, the ALZ-113 drug leads to a deadly pandemic that will wipe out humans, while the substance similarly works to enhance the intelligence of apes. And in a Rise post-credits scene, we see just how that virus was initially spread, with Will's infected neighbor arriving at San Francisco Airport and putting this virus out to the masses. Number 2, Peter's identity is revealed and JJ is back. Spider-Man Far From Home. Spider-Man Far From Home had one of the most brilliantly shocking post-credits scenes in recent memory. For those with a penchant for Sam Raimi's trilogy of Tobey Maguire headlined Spider-Man pictures, the Far From Home credits featured J.K. Simmons back in the saddle as J. Jonah Jameson. While that in itself was phenomenal for Spidey fans to see, it wasn't quite as welcoming a proposition for Tom Holland's Wallcrawler. That's because, unfortunately for Spider-Man, Jameson and his DailyBugle.net platform beams out a report showing conveniently edited footage of old Webhead's final battle with Mysterio. With Jake Gyllenhaal's Quentin Beck having framed Spidey for both the drone attack on London and the murder of Beck, the real gut punch waiting around the corner is that this footage reveals that Peter Parker and Spider-Man are one and the same. With that, the cat is well and truly out the bag. Peter and his nearest and dearest are immediately compromised, and MCU fans are now eagerly awaiting how this all plays out moving forward. Number 1, the survivors are doomed, Dawn of the Dead 04. To some, Zack Snyder's 2004 take on Dawn of the Dead is just as good, if not better, than George A. Romero's 1978 original. That some, of course, would be our very own Ben Roy Turner, but there's surely others out there of a similar mindset. The point being that Snyder's Dawn is a damn fine movie, even if you don't agree that it quite matches up with Romero's iconic 78 picture. In terms of the figurative and literal flesh and bones of the 2004 Dawn, though, it's a tense, twisted zombie offering with plenty of bite. The film's biggest moment, though, comes once that main narrative is done and dusted and the movie is running through its closing credits. There, with our group of survivors all smiles as they recall themselves cruising on a boat to safety, the credits are intercut with shots of things not quite turning out all that well for our protagonists. In an absolute kick in the nether regions, we see how this boat ran out of fuel, forcing Anna, Kenneth, Nicole, Terry, and of course Chips the Pooch to stop off at a nearby island that just happens to be overflowing with frenzied, frantic, undead hordes. Yeah, not quite the happy ending we all thought.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.